morning, everyone. Got us another wonderful Communion Sunday. We'll begin with prayer in the communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your wisdom, and all the things you're doing by the Holy Spirit. Help us to learn and grow this day, and bless every speaker this day, that we may do all to stand and go forward in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 God is moving by his Spirit.
Yes.
And the thing, the revelation that he'll give when you're in his presence, that's why I say that. He thinks of everything. And he, you know, the more I learn from him, the more I see he evaluates everything, even the details. And he has a specific plan in play. The last time we stopped at verse 11, St. John chapter 20, verse 11. No, I'm sorry, verse 19. Stopped at verse 19. We've been teaching communion, you know, through real life lessons. That's why we've been following it line by line. In our lives, we run into things and we ask the Lord to intervene and help us out. And in the foundation of our redemption, they had to receive information, and they saw the Lord when he was doing what we're doing now. He was endeavoring to do God's perfect will. And these stories show that he was doing what we're doing now. He was pressing toward the mark of God's will in his life. And he had challenges, and he had things he had to teach his people. And this is a good way to see how communion with God works. He had a relationship with his disciples, and he had a relationship with the Lord. And we have this very same identical challenges that he had, because the enemy was trying to stop him, just like he tries to stop us. And he endeavored to do God's will. All right, verse 19. Let me back up to verse 16. Verse 16 reads, Jesus saith unto her, Mary, and she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say master. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus that stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Now this took them by surprise. He came on the first day of the week, and he appeared to them. Even though the doors were shut, he just stood in the middle of the room. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. Now the roles are being reversed. Now they're going to be in the position that Jesus was in. And they're going to have to follow the Lord just like Jesus did. And they're going to have to be God's representative on the earth just like Jesus was. This too is communion. We commune with the Lord from our position. And he recognizes that we have challenges in that position that he gave us. And we want to do it because we love the people. And it works. The ways of God work. It gives mankind the best hope there is, because it's life. Verse 22, and when he said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. This is a powerful statement. We can forgive sins. We can forgive the offenses that people have, where people have offended us, and we can help people, lead people to repent. And we can, if people rise against us, just like Isaiah said, we can speak that judgment. And we have authority on the earth. This is one scripture of authority in verse 23. Because the Lord put us in his position. When things went wrong or when people went against Christ, he spoke. He said what would happen. And they would, when they tried to catch him prematurely, he walked through the midst of them. He said things that stopped the enemy's works. And when it was time for him to be crucified, he went with them willingly. He could have fought. He had legions, many angels at his command. But he yielded to the will of the Lord. And he laid his life down. We're in the same position that he was in. And with authority, people don't always teach what we're capable of. Angels are right there to listen to what we have to say. And you have the authority to command things the way that they should be. If I see people in danger, like the terrorists called a reporter. I looked at the TV. I said, "Satan, you can't kill that lady." And they had her in custody, and they let her go. A week or so later, I found out they let the lady go. The angels are, territory, the land, the time and space. That's not a problem. What you say on the earth, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is also loosed in heaven. So whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. You can stop the enemy's works. And he can't cross that line. And he wants to, but he can't. Because you stopped him. And you have the power to do it through Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is going to guide us into all truth. Now, every situation, I don't stand around and just take authority over every, mm-hmm. There are other people that can do it. I don't know about every situation. If I see something, I'll say something. and with that, it has to be in faith. If you can be in faith about it, you can have what you say.
Amen.
If you say it and you're not in faith, it won't work.
Amen.
But if you're as long as you're in faith about it, it's got to work. It's a law. It's impossible for it not to. What you say on earth is those words heaven observes it. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth or allow is allowed in heaven. Now we're in his position, and that the responsibilities we have, the things God has given us to do, that's a heavy part in our communion. That we relate to the Lord about these things, about his will, things that he wants us to do, things that we want to do are important to God as well. Every aspect of your life is important to him. And you can change the facts on the ground, like Brother Harden would say, by your faith.
Also, realize also too, there's a little higher law than that. Mm-hmm. It's the person's free will.
Yeah.
But what you do when you stop Satan and you bind him, from most people that's mm-hmm. got any sense at all, when that cloud leaves them, you can influence them. But
yeah.
There are a few people uh-huh. that can totally come against not believing in healing
mm-hmm.
and saying, or not believing in deliverance or not wanting to see the Lord, mm-hmm. that will not receive when all that satanic influence is gone mm-hmm. and all that faith you've got there, because Jesus couldn't do anybody
that's right.
healing in his own hometown. And it's because there's a little, I can say it,
mm-hmm.
that person, we are such high moral agents. You know, that's why God made us. We're so high above everything else. We're just right under him. That we do have that free choice. So don't let it bother you if something happens and you've had the faith and you know it, and it doesn't turn out the way you wanted
that's
it
true.
To, because there's just more in you involved, too.
Yeah.
That's where you ask someone else to come across their path.
Yes, and even if they come across the path, when you've got all that light going in them, because God puts it in all of us to want to know it. But if there are people that choose Satan.
That's true.
Period.
That's right.
Or choose that, like, I want to go ahead and be the Lord, or I want to, you know, all that can, that's their free will.
That's
now,
true.
Dick was a born-again man, a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, he believed in healing to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but his desire, his total desire for 2 or 3 years before he got sick was, Lord, just take me, just let me go, which opened a big door. And when he was sick, only thing he believed in, what he should have been excruciating pain, was no pain. He had no pain.
Mm-hmm.
He went on with Lord. How do you come against that? You can't.
Right. That's no will. Yeah.
He's got what he wanted.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's true. My, I had a mother-in-law. She wanted to live to Christmas, and she did. She died on Christmas. And you know, we can person's will is in play, but when the Lord taught me about authority.
But that's just a small part.
Yeah.
It's a big part, but I mean, we have a lot, like you said, authority and the faith and the belief. And you don't just say, well, I'm not going to do it because it's their part. You know, that's where they're responsible. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we wouldn't, why would give God give us prayer and
yeah.
a voice to speak to
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't necessary to help?
Yeah. I said, when I was asking the Lord, what if I command Satan and he don't leave? He said he'll
leave. He has to leave.
He told me 3 times he would leave, louder and louder it got. Mm-hmm. But then he told me this. He said, when you remove Satan, men are not that hard to deal with.
That's true. Most of the time, they're not. God puts it in every one of us to want to know him.
Mm-hmm.
We know in every one of us, just by looking out that door, there's a God.
Mm-hmm.
And people that say they don't believe it, they're just lying because they just don't want to see the truth.
Yeah. And one thing that every person has in common, no matter who they are and how crazy they do things, they're still made in God's image.
Yes, amen.
So when you remove Satan, now they can go back to just them. And most people they're not gonna murder somebody. If when you remove Satan, you know, like the terrorist, he was influencing all the terrorists. Then when he's gone, then they can think.
Yeah.
And they can they have the Lord can work it out. They can reason again without Satan's interference. But every time I had to remove the spirit of death. People live. Whether they were sick or it was a gunfight, it always worked. And I think it was because when the Lord kept telling me, what if it don't work? He said, when you tell Satan he's got to go, that word got in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
When the word gets in your heart enough, you'll always have the faith for that. I hadn't always had faith for everything I spoke, but I always had faith for that. but the only thing that has to change is you got to get the word first in your heart. You know, it's kind of like the 5 virgins. The oil in their lamp was the word of God. If we keep the word of God inside, we can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
And from there we'll have faith. We'll pick up with Thomas next week. But God he's committed to his word.
Amen.
And when we line up with it, it works. It always works. And he, communing with him, it's communing with him, we get to understand his will. And when we understand it, we can cooperate.
Amen.
And he understands us already.
Yes.
Because he was once a man. So we commune with him back and forth. And then we walk in agreement.
Amen.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We have the power in his name.
Amen.
Out of the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The Lord is mightily moving by his Spirit.
Amen.
Communion is the backbone of your faith and your commitment.
Amen.
With communion, you're motivated to remain committed to whatever it is you have to do. And that's something that the enemy just can't, if he can't counter your will, if you set your will to do God's will, it's too powerful for him. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for every believer that loves you. I pray that you are mightily moved by your Spirit, even worldwide, to help us do this one work. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
It's real good for a person to set your will to do God's will. That's the same thing that you said, set your mind.
Yeah.
Get it set
uh-huh.
on things above.
Yeah.
If you be risen with him now.
Uh-huh. What scripture says, your forehead will be like flint.